You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining me today on Inside Out. And we are right in the middle of some episodes on prayer and gaining confidence in prayer. Remember that confidence comes from simplicity. And the more that we master things and things are simple to us, the greater confidence we're going to have. And to have confidence in prayer is a vital, vital thing. So I want to continue on that idea today. Let me remind you that to make prayer simple for us, it is extremely complex, but not on our part. I mean, the players, the principles, the moving parts of prayer, the deep theological underpinnings, the supernatural aspects of prayer, the override and overlap of supernatural into natural, spiritual into material, all of those different things, that is beyond our comprehension, and incredibly complex. But our part that God gives us to, you know, here's your handles, here's your buttons, that part's easy and very clear for us. So let me quickly pray to the Father, pray in Jesus' name, pray in line with God's word, and go back to that last episode, and we spent some time on those. And let's continue on here. Pray in faith. So pray to the Father. Pray in Jesus' name. Pray in line with God's word. Remember, for every problem, there's a promise. And then pray in faith. So as you find the promises, as you find his will, that's going to be in God's word. And Romans 10:17 says, so then faith comes. Faith is energized and shows up by hearing the word of God. So finding the promises, finding his will in his word is automatically going to raise your faith level. Matthew 21:22 in the Amplified Bible says, and whatever you ask for in prayer, having faith and really believing, you will receive. Hear it again. Whatever you ask for in prayer, having faith and really believing, you will receive. So pray in faith. And faith is not, okay, here I go, I'm going to believe. It comes by hearing and hearing God's word. It comes by knowing what God's will is and what his promises are, what his intentions are toward you. And then you can ask that. And then end your prayer with amen. And amen is actually a faith declaration, because amen is saying, so be it. Let it be this way. And always remember that faith says thank you. And that thank you is a confidence ahead of time. I always use this, or a lot of times use this illustration. You sit down in a restaurant, and a restaurant of good reputation, and you've had good experience there. You know that if I order this, once they leave me, they're going to go, and we'll talk more about this, they're going to go and prepare that order. So once I place my order, so in it's prayer, and they say, okay, and they take off, and you know it's on the menu, so that's, you know, God's word, and then they leave to go prepare that. If you have courtesy and if you have manners, you say thank you, and you haven't even received anything yet. But faith says thank you. Always remember that. Faith says thank you. So pray in faith, and just to kind of fortify that faith, always give thanks as well ahead of time. Amen. It's a faith declaration. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Faith says thank you, even though you haven't received, but you've asked according to his will. Pray to the Father. Pray in Jesus' name. Pray in line with God's word. Pray in faith. And next, be real. Be real, be simple, be heartfelt, Be humble. Don't put on. Don't change your voice. Remember, Jesus said, don't pray like the pretenders. In Luke chapter 18, Jesus shares that there's two guys that went down to pray, and one prayed 34 words, and the other prayed 7 words, and the one that got answered was the 7 words. Now, it's not just the less words, it's what they were praying. You know, the one guy was, I'm glad I'm not like that guy over there. Too bad he's not like me over here. As compared with the other guy, he said, Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner. So those 34 words puffed up, you know, pretension and all of that get you nowhere. The 7 words, simple, pure, humble, heartfelt, that prayer got answered. So when you pray, and hear this, when you pray, watch your tone, watch your inflections, make sure it's heartfelt. Remember who you're talking to, and remember that you're talking to someone in prayer. You're not making a speech. You're not just working yourself up, or you're not just muttering some mindless, religious, whatever. And I'm no one's judge, okay, but you can observe things. And sometimes, you know, I hear people pray on TV or on a, you know, a podcast or online service, or I'm there live in person, and you hear some prayers sometimes, and you wonder if they remember that they're talking to somebody, or it sounds like they're talking to you and for your benefit when they're supposed to be praying, talking to God. And I think you should have awareness of who is hearing you when you're praying, but ultimately in prayer, you're talking to God. Sometimes, you know, you hear somebody praying and it just sounds like they're trying to work themselves up emotionally, or it just comes so drab and droll, it's just mindless and religious, and you need to be really careful of that. Remember, you're talking to someone. You're talking to God Almighty, and let that be heartfelt, and let that show up in your tone, your inflections. And then I would caution you, too, of getting into ruts. And my point right now is be real. So be careful of ruts, of just religious words as fillers, you know. Hallelujah, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. Father God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, what is that? Now, those are powerful things, but not if they're not connected with the heart, not if they're just filler. And I've heard prayers before where somebody says, Father God, like 46 times, you know, Father God, thank you today, Father God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, Father God. For this day, Father God, hallelujah. And, you know, it just gets so muddy and lumpy. I just don't think it's palatable for God, or, you know, it's just kind of going through the motions. So be real, be simple, heartfelt, humble, not put on. And I just think you're going to enjoy prayer more that way. And I think God will as well. One last one today. Pray to the Father, pray in Jesus' name, pray in line with God's word, pray in faith, be real. And I put this way, assume the New Testament prayer posture. So hear me out on this. 1 Timothy 2:8 in the New King James Version, it says, I desire therefore that men, people, pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and without doubting. In the Message paraphrase, it says, since prayer is at the bottom of all this, what I want mostly is for men, for people to pray, not shaking angry fists at enemies, but raising holy hands to God. So the New Testament prayer posture, yes, would and could include the outward lifting up of hands. And, you know, we do that in church. I'll invite the whole congregation. Come on, let's lift our hands to the Lord. And when I'm by myself, a lot of times I'll lift my hands to the Lord. So it's the outward physical lifting up of hands, lifting up holy hands. But more so, it's the without wrath and doubting part. So either of those are going to choke prayer, wrath or doubting. The presence of wrath and doubting indicates the absence of patience and kindness and forgiveness. So you've got to get the doubt out. You got to forgive. You've got to let people go. And the New Testament says, put it away, get rid of it. And then in the Amplified Bible, Mark 11:25, it says, whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive them and let it drop, leave it and let it go. So the New Testament prayer posture, yes, could and would include the lifting up of hands, but lifting up those holy hands without wrath and without doubting. Let people go. Forgive. Get the doubt out. Get the wrath gone from you. Just let it go so that it doesn't choke out prayer. You're going to feel better. Prayer is going to work way, way better as well. Well, I pray this helps you and encourages you. Be a person who prays, and prayer works. Watch what God will do as you pray. Thank you for joining me. I pray you have a great day, a great week, and join me next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.